community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now in the studio with me this afternoon, we've got Alan from the Brentwood Gazette. Hello, Alan.
Hello, how you doing?
Oh, it's lovely. Look at that weather outside. It's gorgeous.
It's nice now, isn't it?
It's supposed to rain, you know.
I saw that as well, but it's nice in here now. We've got the aircon on.
It is, isn't it?
It's really hot in here.
It's a bit sweaty, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it?
My feet were chucking up a bit.
Were they? I don't think I want to know that, to be honest. Keep that one to yourself.
I'm only joking. I haven't got smelly feet, really. No, honestly, I haven't got smelly feet.
Well, I'll leave it to the listeners. Oh. I'm not going to know, are they, just to be honest.
I'll rub my feet on a microphone later. See what you think of it.
Exactly.
So, there was a fire. I noticed, I don't know if you're covering this, there was a fire opposite Brentwood Station recently.
There was, Thursday. It's big news, big news. It caused quite a lot of trouble for people in travelling through Brentwood. At the time, right at the bottom of Worley Hill, where Queen's Road becomes Worley Hill, set of four shops, the fire started in the roof. And it, from what fire brigade said to us, it looks like if they hadn't got there quickly and done what they did, it could easily have kind of spread along through these four roofs.
Really?
And it could have been a lot worse than it actually was. I mean, it looked like a big operation for anyone passing by. There were loads of fire engines there, but eight at its peak, I think, plus police were sealing the road off, so it looked like a big deal.
So when was it, during the day? Or?
Yeah, it was the afternoon, early afternoon. I remember we got the call in about it. Joe Sturdy, one of our reporters, bolted out the door quicker than you could imagine.
As you do, yeah.
Yeah, flew down the A12, pulled up, got all his pictures and everything, and kind of spoke to everyone who was there. Good news is, damage was minimal.
Good.
One flat, pretty wrecked, to be honest.
Well, it could have been a lot worse.
It could have been a lot worse. I mean, their fire service even said they recovered all the possessions out of the flat. So
oh, really? Oh, that's good. Because that's half the problem. It's not particularly the flat you're worried about. It's all your goods and your photographs.
That's it. I think the flat, the impression I get is the flat was slightly knackered, but the goods and this person's everything he owned, I think the fire service recovered that.
Oh, so brilliantly. Brilliantly.
No, that was good news, at least.
So what actually, did we know what started it?
Fire service, they've done the investigation. I think it might still be ongoing, but it seems like bit of building work on the roof, something sparked it up there. But I don't think there's anything particularly conclusive at this stage.
Right, they're still looking into it, aren't they?
Yeah, I think these things take longer than you think. They can't really come up with answers overnight.
Yeah, well, thank heavens nobody was hurt.
Yeah, good news all round. Everyone got out. I think we got an interview with one of the shop owners who was told about the smoke coming out of his roof by one of his customers.
Oh, really?
I think he was told, have a look at your roof if I were you. He went outside and there was smoke billowing out of it. So.
Oh, it's not good, is it? The panic that hits you when you see something like that. My mum had a chip pan fire years and years and years and years and years ago. Oh, the panic. It's just because you don't. We all look at things like this and say, well, in a situation like that, I'd do this. But when it comes to the situation, you don't think.
It's just something you can never practice it, can you?
No, you can't.
I mean? You can't say, right, let's stage a chip pan fire and see if I can put it out.
No, you don't want to do that.
You're not going to know what to do with it until it happens. And if what you think you're going to do with it doesn't work.
No, that's right, yeah.
So problem.
I bought the missus a little fire extinguisher.
Did you?
Yeah. When I bought
Better
one
safe
of them.
Sorry.
Well, it was about £15 or something like that, and you just think, well, that's peace of mind, isn't it, really?
Yeah, just in case something did happen, you'd be able to get to it quicker.
So you mentioned, when we were talking before we came on air, about some sort of animal service?
We go from fire to the slightly more light-hearted news in the paper. We've got a right mix this week. We've got everything you could possibly want in your Bremer Gazette.
Now, I saw something like this on the Vicar of Dibley. I swear blind I did.
I think it's going to remind a lot of people of the Vicar of Dibley. Really? This is actually a pre-piece. It's not the event isn't until July the 6th.
Right.
It is at Church of St Lawrence in Blackmore. They're inviting people to bring their animals in. I don't know what it's going to be like.
That's exactly like Vicar of Dibley.
It's a bit of a recreation of it, isn't it? But this church has done it. If they've done it in the past, they've had everything: cats, dogs, chickens, cats, guinea pigs. You name it, they've had it. I think.
No, but a fair dues.
Yeah,
they deserve it as well.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. The kids love it. Apparently, we've got an interview with Reverend Tony Smith in the paper, who adds a lot of colour to this piece. It's going to be great. That's July the 6th over in Blackmore. Bring your donkey, bring your cat, bring whatever you want to bring, to be honest.
To be honest with you, that sounds fun.
Have you got any pets?
No, I'll just go on my own. I'll get a collar on, let the missus take me.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds perfect. We'll be covering that when it comes around July the 6th as well. Who knows what will be there? Could be anything.
Well, hopefully we'll get in contact and we can put it on the What's On guide.
Maybe on there, I don't know.
Yeah, stick it on the events guide, that'd be good.
July the 6th.
That'd be very good. You mentioned about a singer as well in Worley.
A singer, yeah, this singer. It kind of ties in with a big national story that's been and gone in the past month. D-Day celebrations, Normandy. You yeah. may have read it went everywhere. It went all over the world, I think. Bernard Jordan, 90-year-old veteran, who sparked missing person appeal when
he went AWOL. He wanted to go and pay his respects, didn't he?
Well, he did. He went and paid his respect, but didn't tell anyone he was going.
Oh, bless him.
So he up sticks, legged it out of his care home in Hove near Brighton, boarded the ferry in Portsmouth. And our local link to this is we've got a lady, a singer who lives in Worley, Debbie Watt. She's part of a group that was singing on the boat that was ferrying people over from Portsmouth right. to the continent.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's told us how they came across Bernard on this boat, and when they came across him, they obviously didn't know that he was the most wanted person in Brighton, really, because yeah. people were worried about where he'd gone. And they just realised he was on his own. They had a chat with him. They had photographs taken with him. We've got these amazing photographs of him.
They do look very good, actually.
Lovely chap. Debbie's told us what it was like to come across this guy, and then how later on when they got in, when they're on the continent, they realised, hang on, we saw this guy.
But that's a 90-year-old. That's typical of them. They suddenly go, "That's it. I'm doing it. That's the end of that.
I'm off." And he was.
I'm off. Woof, gone.
Before he knew it, he was sailing out of Portsmouth.
In 1 minute, you're bringing them breakfast,
and then and the next minute is halfway across the English Channel.
And where's he gone? He's just disappeared. Can you imagine the panic in the home?
Yeah, you just think everyone would be like, who can we blame for this? just to follow the story a little bit further, Debbie went back down. She went down to care home last week. He was celebrating his birthday. He was 89 at the time, actually. He's now 90. He's turned 90 last week. This trio went back down and said happy birthday to him as well.
Oh, bless him.
Lovely, heartwarming story for you there.
It is lovely. It's a lovely story, isn't it? Now, there was chaos, wasn't there, recently?
Shenfield Station.
Yeah. Absolute
this
chaos.
This time last week was the most recent episode of this.
What happened there?
Commuters, I think it was, I must admit, it was the longest train delays that I can remember in recent memory.
Because that's not good, is it? I watched a programme last night, Angry Britain, and it was about people at work getting angry. Fascinating programme to watch this behaviour. Mm. And they done a piece on the trains, people going to work and coming home from work, and they all want to fight each other because everyone's in each other's space.
Well, yeah, that's on a good day.
Yeah, that's right.
This was a particularly bad day. Overhead electricity wires causing havoc on the whole line out of Liverpool Street back in to Essex.
Really?
Yeah, this time it was this time last week, last Wednesday, last Tuesday. I lose track of these days.
So that wasn't just the Shenfield stack. That was the whole line.
No, it was anyone trying to get beyond further up. I think the actual delay was at Chelmsford. It's about 5 p.m. as well, so bang on rush hour, no one could get out of London. And we had people telling us they were stuck for 3 hours. People saying that they were stuck at Liverpool Street and they didn't really know when and where they were going to be going. So, yeah, you can imagine Shenfield Station itself was chaos for people just thinking, right, I've had enough of this. Let's get a taxi to go further, nearer home.
Oh, my word.
So, reporter went down there, made the most of it, spoke to lots of angry commuters, and Greater Anglia, credit to them, following day, did issue a lengthy apology.
I can imagine they did. Yeah, but they wouldn't have done it on purpose.
It's one of them
things that catches them on the hop, whatever it was.
And they said they're doing the best to kind of make sure it doesn't happen again. So, fingers crossed, it's the last we'll hear of it for now.
Yeah, fingers crossed there, right? Fingers crossed there. Now, I don't know if you were there, but all our guys at the Phoenix FM was at the Strawberry Fair.
The Strawberry Fair, yes. If you were at the Strawberry Fair, you're going to want to get hold of the paper. We've got loads of pictures in there. Loads of pictures. We had our photographer down there. Indeed, we were there. I was there with members of the Gazette team. We had goodie bags that were given away. They flew out the door.
Goodie bags.
Goodie bags.
Bags full of goodies.
Not just any old goodies.
We took hundreds of photographs.
I saw them. Hundreds. Saw them on Facebook. Great.
And we've also done loads and loads and loads of interviews. We played them all out yesterday. I saw them
that you were putting through on Twitter. They sounded great. Yeah,
just amazing. It was a fantastic event. It really was. Loads of people turned up.
6,000, I'm told.
I mean, for that area, that small area.
Incredible, isn't it? If you bear in mind how big Shenfield Common is, you look at Shenfield Common now, you think 6,000 people pass through here in the space of an afternoon.
That's what I mean. That's...
Massive credit to Brentwood Borough Council for putting that on.
Totally. Well organised, very well organised event.
Went with no problems at all. Weather obviously made it. Had it been pouring it down, I don't think we'd have had 6,000 people. But boiling hot day, what better day to be out than that?
The day before, I went to a friend's wedding. And we was in Colchester. And I stood out in the sun because I put a little bit of pair of speakers in for them because I wanted some. They got married in a gazebo outside, so they wanted some little microphone so everyone could hear them.
Right.
So I put the microphone away in for them. I stood in the sun for 20 minutes, half an hour.
Mm.
You could have lit a cigarette on my nose.
Really?
It was that
really?
Hot. It was that red. It was completely burnt,
yeah,
right the way down. Because I haven't got a small hooter. And that's putting it nicely. Honestly, so if I had a beard, I'd look like a parrot looking through a bush. Seriously. And it was all across the top and across the top of me, bright red.
Really?
So did you get burnt on Saturday?
I got. Didn't get burnt. I didn't take any sun cream. Massive shout out here to Brentwood Theatre team. They had sun cream.
Oh, really?
They were in the gazebo next to us. So they lent us the sun cream because a couple of us didn't have any.
See, we've got to start thinking about this sun cream more and more in the UK now, to be honest with you. It's just...
The tan lines are horrific.
I can imagine to get brass straps.
Yeah.
To get brass straps.
Thankfully not. But no, we all came away looking quite rosy, put it that way.
Well, it does. I think we're all going to have to start concentrating more on the sun cream area than before, to be honest.
People obviously go on holiday, you take your sun cream.
Exactly.
But you don't think when you're sat in your back garden, put sun cream on.
Years ago, when I was a nipper, my mum and dad used to take me out to the seaside, no sun cream, nothing, no one ever got burnt.
Mm.
Now, you can't do that because you do get burnt. So it shows you the world is changing.
Mm. It's getting warmer.
It is. And we have to change with it, to be honest with you.
I've got to add one more thing before you finish
Yes.
If you want to see Mike Porter, do you want to see the face? Do you want to see the face of the man who you listen to on the radio every afternoon? Get hold of your Gazette this week. I'll tell you no more. But Mike Porter has got a page to himself in this week's paper. But why? That is the question.
Well, you know, I've been caught.
What does Mike do when he's not on air? Never guess.
No, you would never guess. You would never
ever guess it. You will not guess it. Tell us via Twitter. If anyone can guess it over Twitter tonight, at Phoenix FM, at Gazette Series, what Mike does in his spare time. There might be prizes up for grabs.
So that's all in the Brentwood Gazette tomorrow. You watch. You'll sell about four copies now.
They'll fly out the door.
Alan, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
See you next week.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.